Good evening. This is a regular meeting of the Derby Board of Apportionment and Taxation. Tonight is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. I'd like to call this meeting to order at 6:03 p.m. Can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Could we get a roll call, please?
Mr. Roche?
Present.
Thank you. Mr. Mainizzo?
Present.
Mr. Gray?
Present.
Thank you. Ms. Mancini Wright?
Present.
Ms. Pirelli Silkoff? Ms. Patel?
Present.
Thank you. Mr. Rivera?
Present.
Ms. Simmons Derby?
Present.
Ms. Simon? Ms. Simon? Ms. Wabno. We have 7 in attendance, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much. Tonight is a public hearing on the preliminary budget that has been presented by the mayor that was approved last week by the board is preliminary. I am going to set up ground rules for those from the public that want to speak. I want to make sure that everybody understands that everybody will have an opportunity to speak at least one time. It's important that if you wish to speak, that you state your name clearly, as well as your address for the record. I would ask that communication be respectful. I was thinking in order to make sure there's equity, we will go with one person in person and then one person on Zoom alternating as we go. Those in person, if you could step up to the podium, that would be greatly appreciated. And yeah, we can begin now. Prior to getting started, I did, speak with the mayor. So I'm going to allow him to be first. So mayor, if you wanted to say a few words.
Good evening, everyone. So tonight is the public hearing for the budget. I stand here tonight to let you know that I'm not happy with the 4.6 mil rate increase, but it's something that needs to be done. The years of underfunding the budget, of saying the collection rate is at 98% instead of it's at 96, from using money from the general fund to budget the budget is not a good way of doing things. We're in a hole. We need to get out of this hole. This is the only way to do it right now, is to have this unfortunate increase. We're under MFACT. We certainly don't want to underfund the budget this year and then come back next year and again be in a deficit using more general fund money and then having the state come in and the MARB come in. That's something we're trying to avoid. We have a very capable finance director now that's overseeing the finances. We have a tax collector in place now to help go after taxes that are due to the city. Again, I feel your pain with this increase. I have to pay this increase too. I live here too. And I just feel that this is the only way to get us out of the hole we're in and move us forward. So next year, when we set the budget, it'll be much easier and less painful than it is tonight or when we do set the budget. So I just wanted to say a few words tonight and tell you how I felt. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we're also going to allow Interim Finance Director Brian Hall speak. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed board members and citizens of Derby, I stand before you today as your Interim Finance Director, and I would like to share a vision, a blueprint that charts the financial course for the upcoming fiscal year. Derby, with its rich history and vibrant community, deserves nothing less than a meticulously crafted budget, one that balances the needs of its residents, fosters growth, and ensures fiscal responsibility. Countless hours have been invested by me, the mayor, and the board in analyzing revenue streams, scrutinizing expenditures, and aligning financial priorities. Today, we present to you the preliminary budget for the 24-25 fiscal year. This document reflects our commitment to transparency, efficiency, and prudent use of taxpayer dollars. Within these pages, you'll find allocations for essential services like firefighters, schools, public safety, and infrastructure. The services that we're proposing are at costs similar to as years past. However, this year, the administration has decided to make the difficult decision to raise taxes to properly fund these services. In the past, there was no willingness to address the dire financial circumstances that had been building up year after year as the mill rate remained unchanged. Derby was at a tipping point where either the city's elected officials would start making the necessary financial changes or the state of Connecticut was going to step in and take over and do it for them. The residents of Derby did an amazing job electing officials ready and willing to tackle these financial challenges. The fortitude and commitment demonstrated by Derby's new mayor, Joe DiMartino, and each member of the Board of Apportionment and Taxation, as well as the Board of Alderwomen and Aldermen, is a real testament to their devotion to the city of Derby and its financial future instead of their own political aspirations. I would personally like to thank all of them for doing what's best for the Derby and not what is best for themselves. I am very sorry to the Derby residents that the mill rate is going to have to catch up with 4 years of no tax increases in an economic environment that was plagued by inflation. However, let us all remember that each dollar budgeted represents a promise to educate our children, safeguard our neighborhoods, and enhance the fabric of Derby. For all the residents joining us tonight, I would like to thank you for entrusting us with this responsibility, and may our continued decision-making be guided by wisdom, compassion, and a shared commitment to a prosperous future for the city of Derby. Thank you.
Thank you very much. One thing that I did forget to note, so if people from the public do wish to speak, I just want to make sure that you are aware. Tonight, we will not be answering any questions. Rather, we will make note of all questions that are being asked, and we promise to get you a response at next week's meeting. Having said that, I will now open up public portion for this public hearing on the budget and would ask if anybody from the public wishes to speak. Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Does anybody from the public wish to speak?
Colleen, this is Sarah Wadomsky. How are you? 95 Academy Hill, president of the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen. I just wanted to thank the tax board and the boat for all the work that you guys are doing. Again, it's an unenviable task, but I just wanted to show my support to all of you, and you all deserve a lot of thanks. Again, this isn't easy, but I know you will make the right choices for the citizens of Derby. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It's appreciated. Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Anybody else from the public wish to speak?
I just, yes, my name is Karen Chemises, 25 John Street. I've been watching the tax board for many years, and so I understand the dilemma that you're experiencing right now. And I agree with Sarah that we appreciate greatly how much time and effort you've put into learning the budget, because there's so many new members, but also putting all the efforts to try to balance it as clearly as you did. It's unfortunate. I don't want to see my taxes raised either, but hopefully going forward, we'll be on a positive thing and we can get capital going again. Let's get capital planning organized. Let's get some fire trucks in here and police cars and all of the things that we still have yet to address. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Does anybody else from the public wish to speak? Anyone from the public wish to speak? And third and final, does anybody from the public wish to speak? Public portion will now be closed. At this point, oh.
Madam Chair, just for the record, the record should reflect that Ashley Simon entered the meeting at 6:06 p.m. and Laura Wobno entered at 6:12 p.m.
Thank you very
much. So now there are not 9 members present. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. At this point, I would ask if there's a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, Ashley Simon.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
I'll second it, Isis Simmons. I'll second it, Isis Simmons, Derby.
Okay, thank you. There's a motion. There's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, thanks for your participation. Have a good evening. Thank you.